Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, the first rate rise in more than a decade, warnings of more to come in the months ahead. A cost of living blow for the Prime Minister, the announcement sends the election campaign in a new direction. Strike action, teachers walking off the job in New South Wales. And daring escape, the crim who tried to run out of court.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Homeowners are bracing for mortgage repayments to soar after the Reserve Bank pulled the trigger on higher interest rates. The RBA board upping its official rate by 0.25% to 0.35, the first hike in more than a decade. Three of the big four banks were quick to move on the changes, with the Commonwealth Bank, ANZ and Westpac lifting their mortgage rates by the full 25 basis points. NAB is expected to make an announcement this morning. For more, Jodie Lee is live in Canberra for us. Good morning, Jodie. How much will this rise hurt families?
Good morning. Well, this move could be potentially devastating for thousands of borrowers across the country. The RBA made this move in an attempt to curb inflation, with the cash rate now at 0.35%. As you mentioned, some of the big banks have already passed on this rate hike. And for the average Australian household with a $500,000 loan, it could see them spend an extra $65 a month for a loan of $750,000. That's almost $100 more. And for a $1 million loan, $130 extra. Now, some economists say that close to 40% of people won't notice this initial rate hike. For seniors and those with term deposits, this could be welcome news. But for many first home buyers and those already stretched on their mortgages, these are uncertain times.
And Jodie, what does this mean for the election campaign?
Well, this is just the second time that interest rates have risen during an election campaign. The first time was back in 2007. Then John Howard not only lost the election, but his seat in Parliament. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already moved to distance himself from the RBA's decision, saying that it's not political, but insisting the government has taken action to shield Australians from the rising cost of living. Labor is walking a fine line between holding the coalition government responsible and preparing to potentially deal with the fallout if it wins the election.
A leader of the Labor Party who only 3 weeks ago didn't even know what the cash rate was and now thinks he's better able to manage it.
This is a Prime Minister who is getting really, really desperate, and the comments are getting more and more extreme.
Today on the campaign trail, Prime Minister Scott Morrison will be looking to reassure pensioners and welfare recipients under a new election promise they won't lose any pay for close to 2 years, even if their earnings increase due to an interest rate rise. Jodie?
Okay, Jodie Lee in Canberra, thank you. A $12 billion investment to fix Victoria's healthcare system is the centrepiece of a big spending state budget. $2.3 billion will go towards building or upgrading hospitals under the pandemic repair plan. 7,000 workers will be hired. There's big money also for home-based care, mental health and ambulances. New South Wales teachers are walking off the job today after an 11th-hour attempt by the state government to stop strike action failed. Public schools will have minimal supervision or will be non-operational as teachers fight for better pay and working conditions. Negotiations on wages have been delayed until after June's state budget. Queensland's Premier has been forced to apologise for taking her partner to a meeting with the International Olympic Committee.
I should not have taken my partner to that meeting. I apologise. It was never intentional to cause any distress to anybody.
The IOC is currently touring potential Olympic venues in southeast Queensland. The first convoy of civilians who escaped the Mariupol steelworks has reached safety in the Ukrainian town of Zaporizhia as Russian forces launch a new attack on the site. There were smiles of relief as the group of women and children stepped out of the buses after their 200-kilometre journey. Minister Boris Johnson has paid tribute to their resilience during an address to Parliament.
I have one message for you today. Ukraine will win. This is Ukraine's finest hour.
Meantime, Russia has released new video of what it claims to be missiles being launched against targets in the Odessa region. An Australian mother critically injured in Bali is now out of intensive care. Peter Richards was flown to hospital in Melbourne a month ago after being knocked off her scooter while holidaying with family. She suffered severe head injuries but is now awake and in a ward. Her friends say the nurse is making small steps day by day. A GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $140,000 for her husband and her two sons. There's been a daring escape attempt in the Northern Territory Supreme Court. This 19-year-old had just been told he's going to prison, but instead of being carted off to jail, he made a run for it, sprinting through the court's main entrance. He didn't get far. Lawyers and security staff chased him into the foyer, and this morning he is back in custody. The husband of notorious Sydney con woman Melissa Caddick has been ordered to vacate and hand over the couple's Dover Heights mansion. The home is valued at up to $17 million, with funds from the sale expected to pay back some of the $23 million owing to investors. Anthony Coletti must be out of the house by May 18th. The future of the Richmond Tigers AFL club home ground has been decided with a $65 million upgrade approved by council. The redevelopment of Punt Road Oval will see the historic Jack Dyer grandstand demolished and the facility given a major upgrade. A final decision on the plans now sits with the planning minister. Scott White, the man found guilty of killing a gay American man in Sydney in the late 80s, has been jailed for 12 years and 7 months. Mathematician Scott Johnson died when he was pushed off a cliff at North Head. His siblings said the long-awaited sentence gave dignity to their brother.
Insight into who Scott Johnson was.
Gentle, kind, modest, shy.
It echoes 34 years on in the dignified strength of family.
My brother brought out the best in me in life, and I think he brought out the best in me in death.
That's because the Johnsons fought so hard for 3 decades in Scott's name to hear these words.
You are sentenced to a term of imprisonment of 12 years and 7 months.
It was murder, not suicide, as a coroner first declared. Scott White was a repressed homosexual man who had attacked gay men before.
The offender replied, "The only good poofter is a dead poofter."
He punched his gay American victim atop North Head in 1988, and one of the world's most brilliant mathematicians fell to his death.
I said to him, "I pushed the bloke, you went over the edge."
Driven by the offender's own self-loathing, that it was a gay hate crime is not a conclusion that the court can reach.
That's because White's intent to kill is not proven.
That someone could hate themselves and hate gay men, gay people so much that killing them was okay.
Scott Johnson's family accepts their brother's killer has been tortured by remorse ever since, and that was reflected in the leniency shown by the judge. Scott White had blindsided his own legal team when he pleaded guilty to provide comfort, he would later say, to the Johnson family.
He really seemed eager to hear what we had to say, and I really appreciate that.
Robert Evadia, 7 News.
The FBI is now heading up a manhunt across America in a case involving murder, escape and a possible love affair. Veteran Corrections Officer Vicky White was a day off retirement when she vanished with a convicted murderer. She claimed she was taking him for a mental health assessment, but there was no appointment. Instead, the car was found dumped and the pair has disappeared. Police are warning both are likely armed. If you've ever wanted to know just how healthy or unhealthy your favourite alcoholic drink is, you could soon be in luck. Unlike most other food and drinks, the kilojoule count in booze hasn't been on display. Now, Food Standards Australia and New Zealand is considering putting nutritional information on labels. Research has found consumers have little understanding of the kilojoule count in what they're drinking. It's called parkour, the art of running, jumping and tumbling across obstacles, and a former Sydney Garbo is the world's best. Now Dominic Di Tommaso is using one of Australia's most iconic landmarks as the backdrop for his latest adventure.
A stunning feat, 65 metres above the harbour, on a building that has seen it all. Celebration, commemoration, celebrity, and a few royals too.
One of the world's most recognisable landmarks has seen a lot over its time, but now the Opera House will be the playground for Australia's best parkour athlete.
Dominic Di Tommaso, or Dom Tomato to his 1.7 million Instagram followers, has been given the chance of a lifetime. Tommaso, a garbage collector and figure skater before discovering parkour.
Saw it on YouTube and I was like, that, I want to do that. And I just never really stopped.
Poetry in motion, but things don't always go to plan. Sprains, strains, and 5 years ago, a fractured face in China.
I've never broken a bone. They're just cracks, people. They're not breaks. It's official.
He's considered the best in the world. And now, this beautiful building has become Dom's canvas for his most unique work to date.
The theatres and the crazy design of this building was so amazing to have that access to. I only live 10 minutes down the road, just across the Harbour Bridge, and it's something that I've dreamt of jumping on since I started doing the sport.
Another spectacular chapter for this Aussie icon. Matt Shervington, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is lower. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose. The All Ords finished down 36 points. The ASX 200 down 31. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,868 an ounce. Oil is $102 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 70.86 US cents, 92 Japanese yen and $1.10 New Zealand. The AFL has issued a landmark apology to women, saying it's committed to ensuring a safe, welcoming and inclusive environment.
We apologise to any woman who suffers harassment or sexism of any kind and would encourage them to report it to their local club, to their league, or to the AFL itself.
It comes after a leaked report uncovered a culture of sexual abuse and misogyny faced by female umpires and officials over many years. US President Joe Biden has declared a woman's right to have an abortion is fundamental after a leak from the Supreme Court suggesting it will overturn the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Pro-choice and pro-life protesters have gathered outside the court in Washington, D.C. If the ruling is overturned, abortion could be banned in 25 states.
Concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
An investigation is underway into who leaked the court's draft opinion. A ruling is expected to be issued in July. The Kardashian-Jenner family has scored a major legal victory over former reality TV star Blac Chyna. Chyna launched a $140 million defamation lawsuit against Kim and Khloe Kardashian and Kris and Kylie Jenner. The 33-year-old claimed the family tarnished her reputation and conspired to have her reality TV show cancelled. Executives from the E! Network testified Chyna's show was not renewed because her relationship with Rob Kardashian had ended. The world's biggest fancy dress party has been held in New York, with stars hitting the red carpet for the Met Gala. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester in Los Angeles. Good morning, Tim. It was Kim Kardashian who stole the show.
Good morning, Jodie. Yes, it was. The theme for the return of the Met Gala to its traditional Monday, first Monday in May, was the Gilded Age. So most applied a late 1800s tone to their dress as they went to the big star event. But Kim Kardashian only went 60 years back in history. Fashion's biggest night. Yeah. Yeah. bold and beautiful and sometimes downright bizarre.
Look this way, look this
way. The New York Met Gala is the event for celebrities to go big or go home. Kim Kardashian squeezed into Marilyn Monroe's iconic 1962 dress, the one she wore to sing Happy Birthday to JFK, a gown with a $7 million price tag.
I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this.
All of the Kardashian sisters were keen to make a statement on the red carpet. Hollywood golden couple Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds were among the best dressed. The actress had a Cinderella moment, transforming her outfit from copper to baby blue. This year's theme was Gilded Glamour, taking inspiration from America in the late 19th century, refined period drama costumes. Some guests no doubt finding it hard to sit down after their red carpet appearance.
It's very heavy. I will not be eating dinner in it.
A night when food and comfort are forgotten and fashion comes first.
If you doubt how exclusive the Met Gala has become, a table apparently costs about $250,000 to book. Jodie.
Wow. Tim Lester, thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Punjab Kings have recorded a comfortable 8-wicket victory over the Gujarat Titans in the Indian Premier League. After winning the toss and electing to bat, the Titans were restricted to 143 from their 20 overs. Liam Livingston provided the match highlight, hitting an incredible 117.6 metres. The Kings chased down the total in the 16th over, Livingston smashing a quick-fire 30, not out from just 10 balls. The Mariners have secured their spot in the A-League finals with one round remaining of the regular home and away season. They downed Brisbane Roar overnight 2-0, with the Mariners' young brigade proving unstoppable. 21-year-old Lewis Miller scored his first A-League career goal, while 17-year-old Garang Kuol scored the Mariners' second to record their fourth consecutive win. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough over Queensland will generate showers and storms. A strong cold front and trough will cross New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. Around the capitals today, mostly sunny in Brisbane, heading for a top of 27 degrees. A sunny day in Sydney with a late shower or two, 25. A shower or two developing in Canberra, 18 the top. Showers heading for 16 in Melbourne. Showers and 16 also in Hobart. Adelaide, showers, 17 degrees. Perth, mostly sunny, heading for 22. And mostly sunny in Darwin, a top of 35 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 4th of May, 2022.